From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 982nd broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Roy Acuff.
Forget the past. This hurt can't last. Oh, I don't want it to keep us apart. Your love, I pray I'll be your slave if you'll just give me all of your heart.
Neighbors, welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Grant Turner, how about helping out with the list of tonight's entertainers?
Be happy to, Roy. Well, first off, there's our regular Rod Brassfield, along with the Jordanaires.
Yes, and Miss June Webb, bashful Brother Oswald, Jimmy Riddle.
Howdy Forrester, and the Opry Square Dancers, and all the other Smoky Mountain
boys. And our special guest, pretty little Brenda Lee.
Yeah!
Now it's my pleasure to introduce a fine singing group. The Jordanaires with their own number, Wella Wella, honey. Are you children ready over there? Take it away.
Wella, 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 honey. Well, something happened, won't you be mine?
Yeah, but...
Wella, 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 honey.
Oh, baby.
Well, nothing at all, won't you be mine?
Oh, well, it's not exactly that I have to stutter. And it's not exactly that I can't express myself.
Yeah, but...
But when I'm with you, every word I utter...
Oh, baby.
It's well, now then and all, you take my breath.
Yeah.
Well, 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 honey. Well, now then, and oh, won't you be mine?
Oh, baby.
Well, 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 honey.
Yeah, but...
Well, now then and all, won't you be mine?
You're not around, I think of you like crazy. How you flip me and you sit me and I miss you too.
Yeah, but
when I'm with you, words are such a bother.
Oh, baby.
All I wanna do is hug and fist the woo.
Well, 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 honey. Well, now then, that's all what you deny.
Yeah, but.
Well, 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 honey.
Oh, baby.
Well, now then, and all what you deny.
Yeah, but.
The Jordanaires with Wella Wella Honey, their latest capital record. Now then, it's time we got our guest out here. And to prove that that old saying is true, that good things can come in little packages, and a cuter package was never sold. Here she is. Let's make her welcome. Pretty little Brenda Lee. Come in, sweetheart.
Yes, sir.
Brenda, we're mighty happy to have you with us on the Grand Ole Opry tonight, darling.
Thank you, Miss Acuff. It's real glad to be here.
And congratulations, Brenda. I understand that you just won the Gold Star Award. How about telling us about it, huh?
Well, Miss Acuff, it's a poll taken by the newspaper and radio men across the country. And I was among one of the fortunate to be voted one of the best juveniles of 1957. And I'm real proud of my award, and I'd like to thank everybody that had a part in voting for me.
Brenda, I love you too, so how about singing Pretty Words, huh?
Too late to be sorry, too late. I don't know what's happening. I know that I'm lonely. I know that I've lived a world. Make a fool out of me. Pretty words, pretty words. You spoke such pretty words. Pretty words were like as plain as can be. It's so easy to see. Pretty words made a fool out of me.
Did you know that back in the good old days, a fella could pay his taxes with tobacco?
Yes, in those days when America was young, tobacco was money. Good tobacco, that is. And those early planters were always trying to improve their crops.
Yeah.
Today, the makers of Prince Albert smoking tobacco take full advantage of those years of tobacco to bring smokers everywhere that good Prince Albert. That's why today, Prince Albert is America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Yeah, and the Prince Albert folks have developed a special Prince Albert process that locks in all that fine tobacco flavor, you know?
That's why Prince Albert's always fresh, Rod, and why it tastes so good. That's why PA gives smokers such a satisfying, comfortable smoke.
Yeah, Roy, and PA's always crimp cut, so it packs right, burns even, and cool in any pipe.
And making men like Prince Albert, Rod, PA in an OCB paper rolls so easy and smokes so good. So, pop smoker or making man, take advantage of years of tobacco progress. Get a tasty, cool, satisfying, comfortable smoke with Prince Albert's smoking tobacco. Now here is Howard Foster and all the Smoky Mountain Boys and the Opry Square Dancer with the final breakdown, the 8th of January. All going in to surf around and grab your gal and head for town. Circle up floor in the middle of the floor. Swing your partner, now you're on, and turn loose and on you go. On you go and pick up Kate and learn to do that figure eight. Hurry up, boy, don't be slow, ain't have rags what a while ago. Now grab your gal and hit her south. Take her home and feed her cornbread and honey. All right. Why, thank you, I heard that. Well, thank you, square dancers. All right, now here is a little girl that I know you all like a whole lot. She's pretty and nice to be around, and she sings a great song. Miss June Webb with her latest Hickory recording of Love. June?
Love, you brought him.
Much, June. Mighty nice. And now here is Howard Forster with his fiddle, Jimmy Riddle with his harmonica, and the clarinet polka. Boys, let's have it. People enjoyed the clarinet polka by the boys. And speaking of a million, it's a real pleasure for me to introduce our next entertainer. He's that boy from Hohenwald, Tennessee, who hasn't got a million, but wishes he did. Here he is, Rod Brasfield.
Well, that's how Don't give me that howdy.
That's about the finest I ever heard.
Don't give me none of that howdy, Mr. Ake of Say Roy.
Howdy, Mr. Roy.
Good to see you, Rod.
By Ned, it's good to see you.
Good to see you.
I was just talking to a soldier boy out there in his uniform, and it made me think of my good old soldier days back in...
Rod, were you in the Army?
Oh, was I in the Army?
Yeah, were you?
Man, I was knee-deep in it.
Really?
Plumb back in 1943, I was just plumb in it. Yes, sirree, Bob. I was right in there. I never will forget it. In 43, I fought and I fought and I fought, Roy. But I still had to go.
What rank? What rank were you, Rod?
I went and... Huh?
I said, what rank were you?
What rank?
Yeah.
Oh, I was pretty rank. I smelled as bad as any of them did.
No, Rod, I mean what rank in the service.
Oh, I see what you mean now, Roy. I was a PFC.
Yeah, that's... PFC?
Yeah, that's praying for corporal. I never will forget, Roy, the day that we fought that battle of Cowhusband's Run.
Oh, Rod. Not Cowhusband's Run. You mean the battle of Bull's Run.
Well, ain't that a cow's husband?
No, you...
There I was, Roy, right where the bullets was the thickest.
Where was that, Rod?
Underneath the ammunition wagon.
Just as I thought.
All of a sudden, the captain hollered, "Fire at will!"
Fire at will?
Fire at will! Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know who Will was, so I didn't shoot. All of a sudden, I found myself trying to find a tree to hide behind.
A tree, that's pretty good protection.
Yeah, but there wasn't enough trees for the officers.
Oh, I understand. I know what you mean.
See what I mean?
A lot of privates out here tonight, haven't we?
Boy, we got privates here tonight. Sure there, Mason. There I was, walking around and hunting me a tree, Roy. And all of a sudden, some fool shot me right in the back of my stomach.
Back of your stomach?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and it took me to the hospital.
Oh, really?
Oh, I was plumb puny.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and that's when I took a turn for the nurse.
Oh, Lord. Well, tell me, Rod, if you were in a battle and one ear got shot off, what would happen?
Well, I couldn't hear, Roy.
Well, supposing that both ears got shot off, what would happen?
Then I couldn't see.
Why couldn't you see?
Well, if both of my ears got shot off, my helmet would fall down over my eyes.
Tell me, Rod. How is Aunt Sap and Uncle Sap getting along?
Oh, they're pretty good, pretty good. They've been puny, but they're better.
Well, I'm glad to hear
Aunt
that.
Aunt Sap has been awful sick.
Really?
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago, she got awful sick with this here flu.
Asiatic, yeah.
Yeah, this here, that flu.
Asiatic.
Just coughing her head off, Roy.
Really?
Coughing, you could hear her coughing for two blocks. I'm telling you the truth.
Bad off.
Poor old thing was bad off.
Really?
Uncle Sap was out in the backyard, and he was nailing on a box out there. Just a driving nails in this big old box. And Uncle John Cowley come by and asked how Aunt Sap was. Mm-hmm. Uncle Sap says, well, she ain't doing no good.
Really?
Ain't doing no good at all. Just about that time, she started coughing in the house. And you could hear her plumb to Goodlitz Bill.
Her coughing.
Her coughing.
Uh-huh.
Uncle John says, is that her coughing? Mm-hmm. Uncle Sap says, no, this is a chicken coop I'm building.
Oh, no.
Say, Roy, what's your advice to folks who want to get into the entertainment business?
Oh, gee, Grant, why don't you ask me something easy, like, what's the best smoking tobacco a man can get?
Well, okay, what is your answer to that, Roy?
Prince Albert, naturally. To me, Prince Albert's the best there is.
And you're so right, Roy. Prince Albert's always fresh and it's crimp cut.
That's why it packs right and burns slow and even.
Yes, P.A. tastes good. That special Prince Albert process locks in all the natural flavor and goodness of the fine tobacco.
Making men like P.A., it rolls easy. It smokes good.
Yes, making men and pipe smokers all over America say that they get a satisfying, comfortable smoke every time with mild, mellow Prince Albert, America's largest-selling smoking tobacco.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Nice time we heard from our special guest once more. So here she is to sing that great song, Little Jonah. Miss Brenda Lee.
Brenda, come here.
gather up, smoking and ready to burn. You gotta rock on your steel guitar, little Jonah. Ah, rock on your steel guitar, little Jonah. Rock the top paper off the shanty top. If it ain't nailed, it's a bound to drop. Rock on your steel guitar, little Jonah.
Thanks so much for being our guest tonight.
Thanks so much for having me, Miss Jacob.
Well, the pleasure was all ours. Come back anytime. She's a great little entertainer, isn't she, folks? Huh? Let me hear from her. One of the best, and speaking of entertainers, no appearance of the Smoky Mountain Boys would be complete without a song from the next performer. Oh, he's shine handsome, so it says here. And he's always a big hit with the ladies, Bashful Brother Oswald and Southern Moon, Oz.
Step aside, you steel guitar pickers. Oh, when I see that Southern Moon, I want to croon a lonely tune. I wanna meet my sweetheart there in the lane. Hear them people only refrain. Oh, Southern Moon, shine down again. Blue and lonely, lonesome and sad, longing for the Southland and the best time I have had. Oh, when I see that Southern Moon, I want to croon a lonely tune. I want to meet my sweetheart there in the lane. Hear them people only refrain. Oh, Southern Moon, shine out again. Now play.
Can everybody hear me all right?
Oh, steamboat moving down the river, stop and wait for me. I will help you with your cargo if you'll ride me free. Oh, when I see that Southern Moon, I want to croon a lonely tune. I want to meet my sweetheart there in the lane. Hear them people only refrain. Oh, Southern Moon, down again.
Thank you, Bashful Brother Oswald. Grant Turner, you've been looking around like you had something on your mind. What's the trouble?
Well, no trouble, Roy. I'm just keeping an eye on the clock and watching the time.
Oh, clock watcher, huh?
Well, Roy, I know you've got a great record out yourself, and I want to make sure that you get time to get it in. But first, tell me something about your plans. I understand that you're planning to get out and hit the road and play a lot of fairs and dates.
Yes, we are, Grant. We're going on some fairs, but tomorrow we'll be in Rising Sun, Maryland, and then a little later in October we're going on a European tour for about 8 weeks.
Yeah, well, I see. It looks like a real heavy schedule, Roy. But how about that song?
Grant, I'm ready.
Okay, then. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the king of country music, Roy Acuff, with his latest Hickory record that's heading right for the top, The One I Love Is Gone.
Alone, then they'll cry out the tears through the one I love is gone. Yes, I was the one that found out too late that love is not just a game. I cheated.
Well, folks, we have to leave you now, but I just want to say that it's been great having you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry tonight. Next week, Porter Wagoner will be the star with Hank Laughlin along as his guest. Till then, this is Roy Acuff saying thanks, and we'll see you next week at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee.
Best tobaccos make the best smoke. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mild. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette.
This portion is broadcast to armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.